Well, what about
it's Mary Ann's.
A big thing that you might have in a bedroom with drawers in it that you would put clothes
in. Mary Ann's clothes.
Yeah.
Come over here.
We would call that the pill shelf. You could put her clothes in. We didn't have no chest of drawers, no, not much that, you know. We just called it quilt shelf.
Okay.
And that's what we would put a double air quilt up on, you know, instead of
what about in the older houses that didn't have closets, what would you hang your clothes up in?
Well, we would just, I would nail up and hang them on it.
Do you ever have a thing called a wardrobe or anything like that that you use?
We didn't when we first married, but you know, years later, we did.
Okay. Well, nowadays, the modern houses all have these.
Yeah, closets in them.
What about the part of a house up above the roof you might store furniture or store stuff in?
Well, I guess we called upstairs. I don't know.
Okay, you ever call it the attic or the
loft?
We
never did live in there.
Call it
loft. Huh?
Didn't you ever call it the loft?
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't call it the loft. But
of course, in a barn, it would be.
Barn is loft. But in a house, we call it, at home, we call it loft, too.
Okay. What about
in them old houses, you know, we used to live in, we didn't have nothing, you know, no upstairs or nothing.
Right.
I was raised poor now, my daddy and mother. And then I was too, so. About 2 years, you know.
Well, you know, the houses, those old houses, they used to split and make out of logs.
Oh, yeah.
Eat, I think, was stable. But it lasted better and seemed like they held in the heat better.
They did. It was more warmer. Mm-hmm. And just old plank floor, you know, we'd call that plank floor. Of course, it'd just be them big logs sawed up and just made flooring out of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just split them first.
Yeah, saw them on the sawmill or something.
Didn't you ever pick up a splinter in your foot or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of times, yeah. And babies crawling, you know.
Oh.
Lots of them getting in their low knees and their feet, you know, where they crawl across the house.
Yeah. Did you ever see anybody rub a floor down with sand or anything?
Oh, yeah. Lots
instead of sweeping it?
Yeah, we walk on it, you know, and it makes it so white, and you sweep that sand off, you know. Yeah.
Well, what did you use to sweep it off? Just to.
Well, I ain't saying, but sometimes we didn't have nothing on the safe scratch room.
Well, yeah. Now, I've seen some of those. Yeah.
Just go out and rang us, we got to go and rang us some safe scratch to make us a room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tall safe scratch and your tires staying around this and.
Well, didn't it break up? It looks like it'd break up and get more stuff on the floor.
Well, it didn't as bad as you think it was, because at least there a little old stuff that's fuzzed on the face case, you know.
Yeah.
We'd pull that off, you know. Mm-hmm. He did that so left. And then we'd raise her broom straw. Did you ever see that?
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about music a minute ago. I've seen one or two people do this, but a long time ago I can remember a man playing a fiddle, and while he was playing the fiddle, somebody else got a couple of broom straws and played the string of that fiddle while he was playing. They would hit that and they called it playing the straws or something. Yeah, but it was a nice little sound.
Yeah, it's fair.
He had two people playing on one fiddle. That way it was a really strange thing. Well, pieces of tables and chairs and all of this kind of thing, you just call what? A general term, just be what?
Well, it just be a table, is that what you're talking
about? No, if you took it all together, you might say, well, we're going to go down to the store and look at some new, what? Would you ever say furniture or house plunder or what?
Well,